Title: Doc Scott Edit. Clean a Whisper Vocal from Scratch in Ableton Live 12 with Minimal CPU Load. Intro: Hi. In this lesson, we'll clean a Whisper Vocal from Scratch in Ableton Live 12, keeping CPU use low and preserving the intimate, breathy character you want for a Doc Scott-style drum and bass edit. The mindset is dark, intimate DNB vocal, efficient processing. I'll walk you through a production to mastering workflow using only live stock devices and sensible bouncing or freezing, so you end up with a mastered ready vocal stem that sits in a heavy, tight mix without killing your CPU. Overview and goal: by the end you'll have a cleaned, denoised, de-essed Whisper vocal chain built with stock devices, a low CPU vocoder parallel chain to add intelligibility where needed, a resampled or frozen, mastering ready vocal stem with headroom around -60 BFS. We'll use audio track, EQ8, gate, compressor, multiband dynamics, vocoder, saturator, glue compressor, utility, and basic clip editing. Preparation step 1. Import and clip settings. Drag your raw Whisper take to a dedicated audio track and name it Vox Whisper Raw. Turn warp off unless timing absolutely requires it. That saves CPU. If you need micro timing fixes, use transient editing in the clip rather than warping, or duplicate and use very light warping only on a frozen duplicate later. Primary clean chain. Insert devices and settings. Step 2. Noise gating and click removal. Insert live's gate. Set mode to noise. Adjust threshold so breaths and readal vocals sit above it while background hum is closed. Use attack 510 ms, release 80-160 ms, floor around -50 dB. Be conservative. Whispers die if the gate is too aggressive. Use manual clip gain and tiny fades for pops or clicks. Clip edits cost 0 CPU. Step 3. Tonal cleanup with EQ8. At EQ8, linear phase off, high pass at about 110-160 Hz, 24 dB/oct to remove sub rumble. Apply a gentle narrow cut between 200-400 Hz, around -2 to -4 dB to reduce boxiness. Add a small boost around 36 kHz, +1.5 to +3 dB to bring intelligibility forward. If the recording has hiss, consider a low pass around 12-14 kHz, otherwise leave high end open. Step 4. De-essing using multiband dynamics. Insert multiband dynamics. Solo the top band roughly 410 kHz and pull threshold to clamp. Sibilant peaks only. You're aiming for about 48 dB reduction at spikes, with attack 0-2 ms and release 40-120 ms. Keep it light. Tame spikes. Preserve breath detail. Step 5. Gentle compression for leveling. Use compressor with ratio around 2:1:3:1. Attack 10-20 ms. Release 60-120 ms. Set threshold to reduce peaks by 1-3 dB. Make up gain so the track peaks sit roughly between -12 and -16 BFS. Preserve headroom for the master bus. Step 6. Subtle saturation for presence. Insert saturator. Soft clip mode. Use minimal drive. Maybe 0.52 dB of perceived gain. Or combine utility gain with a light saturator. The idea is perceive density without heavy CPU impact. Vocoder parallel chain. Intelligibility without heavy processing. Step 7. Create a light vocoded parallel. Duplicate Vox Whisper Raw and rename the copy Vox Vocoded Par. Remove heavy gate slash compressor on this duplicate and place vocoder early in the chain. The vocal will act as the modulator by default. Choose an internal carrier like saw or square. Simple oscillators are CPU friendly. Vocoder settings for whispers. Band 16-24, start at 16 for lower CPU. Attack 510 ms, release 60-120 ms. Minimal smoothing. Aim to preserve consonants. Dry slash wet around 30-40% as a starting point. After the vocoder, place a EQ8 to high pass around 200 Hz and boost to 4 kHz very slightly if needed. Step 8. Shape the modulator. Before the vocoder, add an EQ8 and pre-emphasize 3-5 kHz with +1.53 dB, so the vocoder analysis favors intelligibility. Keep reverb and delay off or very short on this chain. Long tails reduce clarity. Step 9. Blend the vocoded with the dry. Keep the dry clean chain at full level. Set the vocoded chain several dB lower. A good starting point is vocoder -6 to -10 dB under the dry signal. Consider using an audio effect rack on a parent group with two parallel chains. Clean and vocoded, and map a macro to control blend that keeps automation simple and efficient. Mastering prep and CPU saving render. Step 10. Light bus glue and headroom. Group your vocal tracks into Vox group. On the group, insert glue compressor, set gentle bus glue. Ratio 1.5:1. Attack 30 ms. release tilde 200ms, aiming for about 1 dB of gain reduction. Add utility to check stereo and keep low-end mono below 300 Hz if needed. Step 11. Freeze or resample to reduce CPU. When you're happy with the balance, resample the group to a new audio track by setting input to resampling, soloing the group and recording, or right-click a track and freeze then flatten to bake the processing. Disable or archive original effect chains. You now have a low CPU vocal stem ready for mastering. Step 12. Final loudness and metering. Keep peaks conservative. Aim for minus 6 dB FS peaks on the vocal stem. If you must apply loudness control, use limiter with ceiling at minus 0.3 dB and minimal gain. Prefer leaving loudness shaping to mix or mastering. Common mistakes to avoid: overgating. It will kill breath and natural tails. Use manual fades when needed. Too much vocoder wetness. It becomes synthetic. Use vocoder as an enhancer only. Excessive bands in the vocoder. 1624 is usually enough. 64 plus wastes CPU. Heavy warping early on. Leave warp off or minimal until final timing work. Putting reverb before the vocoder. That muddies analysis and wastes CPU. Forgetting to resample or freeze before adding other CPU heavy elements. Pro tips: work in mono during cleaning. Widen only after resampling. Use clip gain automation extensively. It costs zero CPU and reduces compression needs. If you use an external carrier, set it to single voice, unison off, minimal modulation and freeze after rendering. For Doc Scott aesthetics, keep vocals slightly recessed. Reduce 300-800 Hz and let the low end and rhythm dominate. Batch resample multiple takes to save time and CPU. Use live CPU meter and freeze any tracks causing spikes. Mini practice exercise: 20-30 minutes. Take a 30-60 second whisper vocal and 1. Build the clean chain. Gate EQ8 multiband dynamics compressor saturator. 2. Duplicate for a vocoded parallel. Vocoder with 16 bands. Saw carrier. Pre-emphasize 35 kHz, set vocoder dry slash wet to tilde 35%. 3. Group, lightly glue compress and resample the group to a new audio track. 4. Freeze originals and disable them. Deliver a final stem with peak set or below minus 6 dB FS. Compare before slash after for intelligibility and character. Recap and final checklist follow this order. Manual cleanup first. Lightweight processing second. Subtle vocoder reinforcement third. Then resample or freeze and commit. Final checklist before calling the stem master ready. Clip gain and fades done. Peaks below minus 6 dB FS. Exported at 24-bit. Vocoder used sparingly and phase checked with the dry track. Low end rolled off and mono below tilde 300 Hz as needed. Blue compression on group under tilde 2 dB GR. All CPU heavy devices frozen or resampled. Closing commit early. Keep the processing focused and let the whisper live as texture. Preserve breath and upper mid detail, reinforce intelligibility carefully, then print your work. That gives you a clean, mastering-ready whisper vocal that fits into a dark Doc Scott-style drum and bass edit without overloading your CPU.